How would you grade your own efforts to improve Rhode Island's economy during your first year in office?
You know, we're hard at work at it, Ian, and I'm pleased with where we are. In fact, I was on the phone with the guy that runs a sizable business in Rhode Island, and he said, you know, Governor, we're starting to feel it. And I do hear that regularly, which is businesses are saying, we're starting to feel it. We're starting to feel that it's easier to work with government. We're starting to feel the economy coming back. We get a lot of positive reinforcement of the big changes we've made to the way we do labor and training. So clearly, you know, we didn't get here overnight, or it's going to take a long time to fulfill this economic comeback, but we're off to a good start, and I do feel some strong momentum.
We know that you have a really great Rolodex, a lot of nationwide contacts in business, finance, and politics. We presume that you, after you took office, you probably called everyone you know, said, come to Rhode Island, it's a great state. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm still going through the list, Ian. Absolutely. I spend some time every single day either visiting businesses or calling businesses, encouraging them to either move to Rhode Island or expand in Rhode Island, or businesses that are here. You know, don't forget, a lot of businesses that are here are growing and have a choice. You know, many of the big businesses in Rhode Island are global companies that are here. So I also spend a lot of time with them saying, I want you to stay in Rhode Island. For example, with Citizens Bank, I'm so pleased they just announced they'll be maintaining their headquarters here. It's a deep commitment to the state of Rhode Island. I had spent, you know, a good deal of time with the chairman and CEO there this past year, just making sure that they knew we wanted them to stay in Rhode Island.
As far as attracting new businesses here, why haven't we seen more of that during your first year in office?
Well, you know, the tax incentive program just hit the street a couple months ago, and in fact the first deadline was the day before Thanksgiving, and we saw an excellent response. And I would say you are seeing it. You know, electric boats added 300 jobs this year. That wasn't by accident. That was in some part because of our job training programs that they have been very positive about. There's no silver bullet. The thing that people need to know is we're getting up every day and focused on exactly what we said we would do, making it a predictable tax climate, an easy place to do business, a good place to live, tapping into the talent of our colleges and universities. We're starting to see momentum. We're just getting going, and you're going to continue to see progress.
Is improving Rhode Island's economy more difficult than you thought it would be?
That's a great question. I think it's about what I thought. You know, I would say we've been standing still for a long time. And someone the other day told me that he thought I was like a can of WD-40, and I wasn't sure quite how to take that, but I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, look, Governor, this place has been stuck like a rusty chain for so long, and you're just going around putting WD-40 and you're starting to get the gears moving. So I took that as a compliment, and that is how I view myself. We've been stuck for a long time, and we're starting to see activity and action and momentum. I'm confident that over time, that's exactly what we need. That's what's going to revitalize the economy.
As we know, Baltimore-based Wexford Science and Technology has proposed a life sciences park for the I-195 district, and Cambridge Innovation Center is considering becoming a part of that. What level of optimism do you have that those two separate initiatives will come to fruition?
I am reasonably optimistic. You know, until you have a signed deal, it's never a done deal, but we've been working very hard with them over the past few months, and all signs are positive. Both of those institutions recognize that here in Rhode Island, we have a lot of potential. You know, Rhode Island, within 45 miles of Providence, are 300,000 college students. It's an unbelievable reservoir of talent, which, of course, is what every business wants to be near today. High-tech talent, life sciences talent, STEM talent, we have that. I'm optimistic that we will get those done, and we're just going to stay at it until we do.
Rhode Island spends a lot of money, a high level of per-pupil spending, yet the recently released PARC exams were seen as being quite terrible. Many of the students going to CCRI need remedial education on basic skills like math and English. Is it fair to say that public education in Rhode Island is in a state of crisis?
Those results were unacceptable. No matter how you slice them, they're unacceptable. By the way, don't blame the test. test. You know, what we saw in those park tests essentially just confirmed what we knew from other measures. As you yourself say, the number of students going to the community college who need remedial education. It's fair to say we have an awful lot of work to do. We have to operate with urgency. We are letting many of our students down, especially in the urban school districts. By having high schools that are failing our students, we are in some ways relegating them to a lifetime of underperformance or poverty, and we can't do that. As a system and as a community, what I say is it's a call to action. Anyone who's listening, if you're a family here, if you run a business here, if you're an elected official here, those test results are a call to action. All of us need to say, okay, what can we do?
In a nutshell, what would you say the plan is to try to make sure that more students are not left behind over the remainder of your term as governor?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think let's start with recognizing we have a real problem. Don't blame the test. Let's look for solutions. We need to have a much more robust curriculum, especially in high school. We need to change the high school experience. High school should be the beginning of college or the beginning of a career. I would love it if every high school student in Rhode Island could take Intro to Computer Science and AP Computer Science. We need to have more advanced curriculum. Secondly, we need to have more hands-on experiences to make teaching more relevant for students so they're engaged and so they can help them get a job. Thirdly, we need to support our teachers. We need more professional development and support for teachers. They need to be continuously learning and improving. And also tied with that is accountability. A student that begins third grade, are they ready for fourth grade by the end of it? Which doesn't mean an overemphasis on standardized tests, but it means looking at a spectrum of evaluations to make sure we're getting our money's worth, as you said. So I wish, like everything I have to deal with, there were a quick, easy answer. There isn't. But it's not impossible because, you know, we've seen it work in other places.
Let's talk about your plan to use tolls on trucks, large trucks, to pay for bridge improvements. Critics say this plan would hurt business, raise costs for consumers, and that there has not been enough transparency, including on the question of where these gantries would be. What do you say?
This is a very difficult issue and one that we have to stop procrastinating on and get to the business of fixing. We have the worst bridges in America. I would invite anybody to drive down 95 and look under an overpass, and I think you'll be a little afraid of what you see. Bridges are being held up by braces and Lincoln logs. It's unacceptable. So we have to take action. Tolls are a difficult topic. Raising taxes are a difficult topic. Let's not shy away from it. We have the worst bridges in America, which is bad for business and unsafe for consumers. And let's fix it. The precise way, you know, I am flexible as to precisely how to fix it, as I've said many times, as long as this whatever solution we enact is big enough to solve the problem, provides a sustainable funding stream, not one that's going to go down over time, that allows us to act quickly and start, you know, getting people to work right away. So we have a proposal now. It's been out there for the Senate passed it 8 months ago. There's been plenty of public debate. I'm open to changes, but we can't do nothing. We have to take action. And even in the 8 months that we've waited, it's cost us tens of millions of dollars. Because what we're doing now is we just lurch from emergency to emergency, patching up bridges that are falling apart, and that's expensive, and frankly, it's a waste of money. These bridges need to be rebuilt, so let's get to the business of doing it.
Governor Gina Raimondo, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thanks, Ian.